The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. In the life of every mother when she wishes that she had never brought children into the world. Such a time arrived in these troubled hours of Florence Stewart. What was there to look forward to now that Rosalind and Robert might just be married strangers? But her daughter-in-law was still too sick to do anything about it. Toward her son lately, she felt more compassion than love, the compassion of a grandparent rather than a parent. Florence, worried over the state of her mixed emotions, turned to the Stewart's best friend, Uncle Jim.
Florence, dear, you know trouble does come that way. And happiness, too. And happiness...
Oh, don't tell me it'll ever come to the Stewarts again.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know you can't see it now, but it will. You're so close to what's happened. In fact, we all are so close that our eyes, for the moment, well, at least, are out of focus.
Uncle Jimmy, how I wish I were little like John.
Yes, I know, dear. But you know, the years we've lived are supposed to have prepared us for just such emergencies that have come up lately in the Stewart household. Now, please believe I'm not preaching, dear, nor teaching either, for that matter, but, well, you see, Florence, I'm not as deeply involved as you are. I love your family very much, and I'm terribly concerned about everything that concerns them. But, well, I'd be a very egotistical old man if I'd say that I could feel for Bobby or Rosalind as you or Mr. Stewart. After all, I'm just a stranger who...
The time has passed, Uncle Jimmy, when you can just call yourself a stranger. You're 100% a part of this family. A family, I'm afraid, that's caused you no end of trouble. Well, I've work to do. I mean, work I should do.
And I to the hospital. Wonder if Bobby will be there.
Well, I know he's not at the office.
Guess I wasn't very good persuader. Both Mr. Stewart and Bobby are holding out against J.D. I think they'll come around, though, all right.
Well, after all, they mustn't expect the old gentleman to get down on his knees. Good heavens, if anyone had told J.D. Brenner he'd have been humble, even a little
well,
bit.
Well, some good has come out of this already. Sometimes a big shake-up brings a lot of things to the surface.
Yes, I suppose we'll all of us benefit in some way. Morally, financially, spiritually. All except Rosalind. What can ever take the place of her baby? I don't know.
Yet, how much better to have had and lost than not to have had at all?
Yes, even to have had a little suffering. Rosalind will someday, sometime... feel closer to even a blade of grass.
Yes, Florence. Look down upon it with compassion, for it too was once young and green. Ah, poor human nature. Always looking for an answer to every problem. And there's really only one. who has all the answers.
Bobby, is that you?
Yes, Mom.
Were you at the hospital today?
Yes.
Well, don't go away. I'm coming right in. Just want to wash my hands.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Just take your time, Mom.
I've been spending the day making soups and custards for Rosalind.
Yes, and I suppose Mrs. Jensen has been doing the same thing.
Now, Doctor, how did you find Rosalind?
Well, I guess I found her all right. I mean, I didn't see her, but Miss Arden said she was coming along first rate. Said Rosalind sent her love to you.
Oh, that's grand. Won't be long now till she'll be coming home.
You mean to Mrs. Jensen's?
Well, that is her home, Bobby. Yours, too. Yours and Rosalind.
It's going to be pretty crowded there for a while. You see, Rosalind's night nurse is taking 20-hour duty now, and she'll take the same when Rosalind comes home to Mrs. Jensen's.
Well, Mrs. Jensen has more than just two bedrooms, and the nurse will be with Rosalind.
Mom, if you don't mind, I'd like to sleep here in my own old room. For a while, anyway.
Well, you're perfectly welcome, but... Well, you know as well as I do that by the time Rosalind is ready to come home, she'll be happy to see you.
I don't seem to be able to sell anybody on the idea that Rosalind isn't just a shock case. She's been thinking this thing over and made up her mind that I was the cause of her baby being born dead. Deep down in your heart, Mom, you'll believe the same thing. I wish I knew what to say or do. That baby was mine, too. My son. I loved my son. I loved his mother. I'll always love her.
Anybody home?
Come in, Uncle Jimmy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bobby, excuse me, please. I think I forgot to turn down the gas under the soup.
Uncle Jimmy.
I know, son. It's so very hard to face reality, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Uncle.
And now give Rosalind time. Be patient, lad. Love her even more. She's been made to suffer so terribly by all of us.
All of us? Oh, I know who you mean. Uncle Jimmy, why do we hurt the people we love?
Why? Why anything? Why life? Why death? Hatred? Jealousy? I guess it's just because we're blundering little children who play at this business of being grown up. Then when something goes wrong, when our toys are broken, our playhouses come tumbling down with the first gust of the wind, well, we want to blame somebody or something.
I guess it's like you've said so many times. Poor human nature. Always looking for an answer to every problem.
Yes. And only one has all the answers.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm going back to work in the morning.
Good. I'm glad, son. Work is one of the answers, anyway.
I know how I got my answer. What you've said all along made me think.
Well, your father must get back to it, too. But you, Bobby, must work every day in the week, from early in the morning till late at night.
Yes. And then when I flop down in bed at night, I'll be so tired that I won't even have time to think about just how deeply Rosalind hates me.
Don't you think Rosalind's beginning to pick up a little?
I should say so, but who wouldn't? Homemade soups, custard, beef tea.
I'd better start watching my weight, Mother Jensen.
Not before you get a few pounds on you.
Well, you're not the type that would get fat anyway, Mrs. Stewart. And there are still some husbands.
I suppose it ain't none of my business, but I guess I'll just give these sheets a going over. Now, don't you move, Rosalind. Damn. Wrinkles in it enough to...
Now, that's just a very excellent idea, Mrs. Jensen.
I do hope you won't be offended, Miss Arden, but I've been doing a little nursing myself. Oh, practical, of course.
Mother Jensen was worried by those wrinkles in the sheet. Pillows could stand some shaking up, too. Fluffing, you know.
And don't I know. Now, shouldn't wonder but that the patient will feel better right off.
She certainly will. I guess we, all of us, overlook something. Mother Jensen, Miss Arden does all...
That's all right. Can't think of everything, Mrs. Stewart. And it's mighty thoughtful of Mrs. Jensen to do these things.
I hear you're coming home with Rosin, Miss Arden.
Mrs. Stewart was kind enough to want me.
Oh, I hope she's told you about my house. Tain't fancy. But the beds are good, and I can make a good, tempting meal. Plain, of course.
I'm looking forward to some of that plain, wholesome food.
I must go now. Land, I haven't looked in on Mrs. Stewart all day. Rosalind, dear, goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. And love to everybody.
Well, I mean, just leave it that way, Rosalind. I know how to apportion your love.
No, Johnny, and by no, I mean N-O. Now, we're not asking Frankie to bring Betty over here every time he comes.
But Betty likes to come here, Daddy.
Yeah, well, the treatment she received at your hands convinces me that she must adore coming here.
But, Daddy, didn't you say that some women like to be treated rough?
What's that?
Now, see, Mommy and Dad are laughing at me.
Oh, well, thank heaven somebody's laughing about something in this house. Oh, please laugh some more, Florence, and you too, Dorothy.
My ears with a very pleasant sound.
Sure, it's well. But they're laughing at me, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, Johnny, he who laughs last, laughs best. Now, wouldn't you like to have a laugh on them?
Sure, but how?
Well, because we're, that is, you and me, are going to explore the cavernous mysteries of the palace, where there holds forth a triple bill.
Say, a double feature?
Mm-hmm.
And a preview. Mother, do you hear that?
Yes, I hear, Arnold.
Well, my dear, well, what are we waiting for?
Waiting for Johnny and I to invite you? Shall we, Johnny?
We'll let them walk to the box office first. Carry the tickets in for us. Oh, I see. Mr. Johnny wants Daddy and Mummy to treat.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy, this is one time when the treat doesn't include you.
Oh, not me alone. But Frankie will be here in 10 minutes. And then we can make it a family party.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder if what Dorothy means is to make it a family affair.
Cease from problems. But just how long will Bobby be content to work day and night? And Miss Arden, will she in any way influence the life of Robert and Rosalind Stewart?